I want to greet you in the name of Jesus, the one who saved me from my sins. It's only by the grace of Jesus that I now have assurance of salvation, and that I have my destiny assured. There was one day when I had taken some candy, and my conscience was bothering me about it later, and it bothered me that I didn't tell the person that I had taken it, and my friend also wanted me to get some for her, and then I think I got some, but if I remember right, I put some back later, and then later this was bothering me that I hadn't confessed this to my friend. And then later I shared with my mom, and she and I prayed together. I was really convicted about that, and my mom and I prayed together. But it still bothered me that I didn't confess this to my friend, and after that, there was also a time that someone asked me about my testimony. And I usually, when people ask me, I said that my mom and I prayed together, and then someone asked me about my testimony, and he wondered if all my doubts and fears were gone, and I said yes, but I don't really think they were. So those were two things that were really bothering me for a few years. And then finally, we had community tent meetings not far from our place in 2009. I was really hoping and praying that I could go. And my parents granted me the permission to go. They went to visit my grandmother who was sick, and then they let me off at the tent. And I was so blessed to be there that day. I spent the afternoon together with my friend, and I had a blessed day that time. And I was that night, Brother Stanley Fox had the message. He was speaking on eternity, your choice, and I was very convicted that night. And then humbly I made my way up to the altar, and after I shared those things that were bothering me to a dear sister, I felt so free, and I truly felt transformed that night. I knew I didn't have assurance of salvation. And then that night, Brother Stanley Fox, he wanted us to know where we will be in a million years. And I knew that I did not have assurance of salvation. So that night when I got home, I felt so free and felt like praising and praising the Lord. My life truly felt transformed. And I knew I had assurance of salvation that night. I asked Jesus to come live in my heart. And I also need to confess, there was a time after I got born again, I was going through severe discouragement. Satan was attacking me. Things came to my mind that I did or said before I got saved. But God gave me the grace again. He gave me peace. He gave me peace in my heart. And He gave me the victory to overcome that discouragement. Sometimes people might have thought I was born again before the tent meetings, but I really don't think that I was. I feel like I was living in hypocrisy, but now I'm heaven bound. I'm also struggling with things having to be done or said very precisely, to the point that it made me feel very insecure. But yeah, the Lord is still working on me in that area and other areas as well. But I know I'm secure in Jesus. And I'm now a child of God. I was lost, but now I'm saved. He redeemed me by His precious blood. And I feel so blessed to be here today. It's good to see all your faces. And I want to thank you, Mom and Dad, for giving me the blessing to get baptized today here at Charity. And I look forward to having communion with you when you have your communion services. There was a verse that was really a blessing to me. It's Romans 6:4. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead, even so we should walk in the newness of life. And that's what I want to do. I want to walk in the newness of life, and I look forward to having a believer's baptism this afternoon. God bless you all.